Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You probably wouldn't be surprised to learn that the number of farms in our region have been declining for the past several years. However, you might not realize that the number of organic farms has been increasing exponentially. Matt Neese is South Carolina Policy Coordinator for the Carolina Farm Stewardship Association. His office is in Columbia, but today he's in our studio. Matt, welcome.
Mike, thank you for having me.
Give us an overview of the organization first.
Right. Well, Carolina Farm Stewardship Association is technically based out of Pittsboro, North Carolina, but we cover both North and South Carolina. We are a nonprofit, membership-driven organization that advocates for fair farm and food policies in both Carolinas. In doing so, we offer a whole host of services to our member farms, everything from on-site technical consulting, policy research. We also do advocacy, which is more of the field I work in at the moment.
Well, give us a breakdown on the farming industry in our state, the types of farms, organic, non-organic.
We've got farms, everything from a large corporate farm that will invest several hundred million dollars in the community and create, you know, hundreds of jobs, all the way down to your grandmother who might do some urban farming in her backyard. We actually did some research maybe a few months ago of the latest agricultural census data that came out. The total quantity in South Carolina is in fact decreasing. But one factor that's really interesting and inspiring for us is the number of small farms, usually 100 acres or less, is actually increasing in South Carolina, as is the organic industry in South Carolina.
Well, tell us what's involved in organic farming.
Well, an organic farm is one that's been certified organic by the USDA's National Organic Program. It's managed on the federal level with statewide certifying agents that will help out farms. Essentially, all it is it's a type of livestock and crop production that's using strictly natural processes. You're looking at a farmer who's not using pesticides, not using synthetic fertilizers, using strictly natural processes and natural materials to harvest a crop and to grow a crop. As with most farming operations, it tends to be labor-intensive because if you see a weed growing, you have to pull it yourself. You can't spray your crop with pesticides to knock it out.
Let's talk about a couple of issues that affect farms: water, access to water, a possible overuse of water. Then, of course, we've had the pollinator issue as well, bees, butterflies. Does your organization address or get involved in these issues at all?
Some of the issues that we'll get involved with tend to be farm specific. So we have on-site farm services staff that will come to your farm and assist you with whatever problems you're having. For instance, if you're interested in building a high tunnel, we will have high tunnel consulting services come out and address that problem.
What is that?
A high tunnel is essentially the halfway step between just open field farming and a greenhouse, a full active greenhouse. A high tunnel tends to be a passive shelter, tends to, you know, lengthen the growing season. You're able to control pests better. You're able to control water issues better. There's a whole host of other issues that we will help farms with. We help them navigate the organic certification process.
And I've read recently also that more and more women are getting into farming.
That's true. There are more women than ever becoming farmers, and there's also more young people, new and beginning farmers.
And I'm going to assume, since you said that organic farms are going to be smaller than big traditional farms, that most of the products grown or raised at organic farms are staying local.
That is true. When you have a farm that's certified organic, it does tend to be a smaller operation because it involves much more manual labor. And so organic farms tend to support local restaurants. They tend to support local grocery stores. A perfect example of that here in Columbia is City Roots, a small 8-acre farm right here next to Williams-Brice Stadium. They supply microgreens to local restaurants, local grocery stores, and encourage a local food system so that your food doesn't have to travel hundreds and thousands of miles from the point of harvest to your plate.
Now, does your organization also help our state's farmers find markets for their products?
We do, yes. We've got buyer-grower events that network local farms with local food systems and local restaurants to get their products to market easier. We like to encourage local organic and local sustainable food ecosystems. So, for instance, if you are a new and beginning farmer and you don't know how to get your product to market or get it to a local farmer's market, that is another service that we will offer. People who get involved in farming have a whole host of questions and a whole range of interests. It runs the whole gamut in terms of what they will farm, how they will farm it. We will tailor services to help you navigate some of these issues to better get your product to market.
Matt, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Mike, thank you for having me.
Matt Neese is the South Carolina Policy Coordinator for the Carolina Farm Stewardship Association in Columbia. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.